I want to take some time to read again from 1 Corinthians. We read from 1 Corinthians already, but I want to read a bit that you probably don't read. We don't spend all that much time reading together. And then I just want to take some time just to do a very quick reflection on the resurrection that we are going to experience. Okay? And I want you to know that my 5 minutes does not start until I'm finished reading the Bible. Okay? So here we go. So I want to read together from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if you have it in front of you. We're going to read, first of all, from verse 20. So 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 20. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. He is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. And then again at verse 35, but someone may ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And verse 42, so will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. And then from verse 50, I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. And when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with the immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is a law. But thanks be to God. He gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus was the first to be raised from the dead. Jesus is alive. And because Jesus is alive, because death was defeated by him, our death will not be the end of us. Because what this tells us is very simple. Jesus was the first to be raised amongst all of us. And because he has been raised from the dead, we too will rise from the dead. We too will rise. And not only will we rise from the dead, but Christians very clearly believe that we will not arise from the dead with these bodies as we have them just now. We won't have them broken, beaten up, malfunctioning as they are just now. We will have a resurrection body. We will leave behind this seed, this kernel, this husk, and we will rise up as those who know the power of God giving to us that new resurrection body, just as Jesus was raised, we will be raised. People ask the question, what happens when people die? And what happens when Christians die? And we believe in the resurrection of the dead, but what happens between the point where they die and the point where they come back to life again? And the scriptures actually don't answer that question clearly, okay? But I think that actually what happens is this, that it will be in the twinkling of an eye. I think that we move out of our understanding of space and time and the way that it works. And I think that when we die, we will stop experiencing what we've experienced. And then there will be this time, which others will know, we will know as time between that point and the point where Jesus comes again. But the person who dies doesn't experience that. I think that it's almost like that they move from there into that place where in a twinkling of an eye, they will experience that rising again into the resurrection body that we as Christians are going to experience. It's an incredible thing that God is promising to us. And so this is the thing that I wanted to say. I mean, there's lots of things to be said on Easter Sunday. But this is one of the things I want to be very clear about. We have no need to fear death. As those who love the Lord, we have no need to fear death. We know that death itself is difficult, but it is a passing thing. We know, as Paul put it, that it is better by far to be with the Lord. Because all of our suffering, all of our pain, all of our difficulties, all of that which is our experience of life will finally be passed away. And we will enter into an eternity with God with a new resurrection body, living with the Lord for all eternity. We can be confident of this, that even as death itself approaches, which it will to each one of us, we can be confident that we can walk to it and walk through it, knowing that the promise of God is this, that the one who was first, Jesus, is the guarantor that we will follow, rising up behind him. That the one who was first, Jesus, who was raised in such a glorious way that we see described in Revelation, that amazing resurrection body, we too will experience that. That we can be confident of this, that Jesus, this Jesus, has gone before and will call us up to be with him for all eternity. We can be confident of this on Easter Day, the day where Jesus rose from the dead, that we too will rise to be with him. Jesus is alive. And because he is alive, we too will live.